Okay, everybody, we are in the middle of Pakat Ches, Srara Begir. So today, we discussed in Yoni Srara last week. So we're up to take a look on page 8, that's where we're up to. Says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Yossi ben Yoezer is trade of Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kiblu mehem. So what does that mean? Says the Bar Tanura, kol atanoim in skar beperek zeh zug zug ploni uploni kiblu miploni uploni harisha nasi vasheni avbezd. So Yossi ben Yoezer is nasi and Yossi ben Yochanan is avbezd. So now let's continue on page 9. Shmaya v'avtalion kiblu mehem. Shmaya ome evos ha-malacha usnas ha-rabonis. Oh, she like malacha, you shouldn't, rabonis. You should not like the rabonis. V'al tezvad al roshus. Well, technically, what does that mean? Hevus hamalacha. Let's just see what it says in the Bar Tanura. Hevus hamalacha. Afil yesh lo b'malis parnes chayv lasuk b'malacha. In other words, even if you're a gvir, you have a lot of money, you shouldn't just stay home. It's not good to be idle. Idle is not good. You should do something. Hevus hamalacha. Snas harabonis. Lo tomer adam gadol ani v'gnai li lasuk b'malacha. Yeah. Lo tomer. So, what does it mean again? Parashach of Snos HaRabbanis says, Rachim Malogu Srora Latzibur. Sharabbanis Mekaberes Ez Ba'aleha. Some people, their personality, they want to be in control of things. So he says, no, maybe that's not such a good thing. There was the idea of having Srora, Efes HaMalacha, Snos HaRabbanis. Okay, but that's not really our issue now. But what's with Shmai Vavtalion? So look at the Bar Tanur, the first line. Shmai Vavtalion, Gerit Tzedek are you? David Gerit Tzedek. Umbibnei Bonav Shal Sancheirim Him. Shemadi Shemnei Shoy Avtalion Avbez Nikra B'Shem Zeh. Sheperushu Av Lektanim. Avtalion. Italia Loshon Arami Kotan. Right? In other words, a lad is called a Tal. Ki Avin Natalion means when I was a kid, this is what I used to say. Right, the Gemara has that. Ki avina talia. So avtalion is a young person. So what does it mean, avtalion? He's the head of the youth. He's the head of the youth. Now, based on what we saw before the Bar Tanura, it comes out that Shmari of Avtalion was the Nasi and the Abbezdin. But yet they were Gerim. Right? Right? So how could Shmaya v'Avtalion be Gerim and also have Srara? Right? Because if you put in together the two Bar, you know, the first Bar Tanur we learned on page 8. Is what? Is the telling of the first person is the Nasi and the second person is the Avbezdin. So now put that into the next Mishnah and it comes out that the Shmaya was the Nasi, Avtalion was the Avbezdin. So that's the question. So L'chora that's a Srara. So let's see in the Tosas Yontif. What does the Tosas Yontif say? Shmai Rav Tal Perish Harav Geirit Tzedekayu. That comes from a Rambam Magdamoso L'chibur Mishnah Torah. Master Shem Atzum Hayu Geirit Tzedek. So if they were Gerit Tzedek, how does it mean? Below Yitachin, Kevin Shahayu Nasi Vav Bezdin. But how can they be Gerit Tzedek if they were Nasi and Av Bezdin? That means they had a position of Sarara. To the first harav, Mishnah Dalad, Vein Ger Kosher Lodom. Right? A Ger can't be on the Bezdin. Because the first harav Mishnah Beis, Perek Dalad the Sanhedrin, Kosher King Leos Av Bezdin. So he can't be an Av Bezdin. He was the head of the Bezdin. Forget just being on the Bezdin. He was the head of the Bezdin, and they were Gerim. So that's the Kasha. The Zen Lashon Rabbeinu Liva, that's the Maral, Sefer Derech Chaim, Shmari V'Avtana Omer Shoyim Mikal Gerim, Hemuchach Begitten, V'Yumim. So he wants to say, Havalein HaPeir Shehem Atzmim Hayu Gerim. Who is this? The Maral? Shem Kein Echev Shalom Nosim Nosim V'Av Bezin, Ela Shabo Min HaGerim. He says, no, they were from a family, they came from Gerim, they descended from Gerim, but their mother was a regular Jewish woman. So, Imam Yisrael. V'kachayu mutarim limnosim nosiv avbezim. But avyei shepershu ki heim atzmam Gerim hayu, v'vadei zetoz gomer. He says, but anyone who says that they themselves were Gerim, that's a mistake. So basically, he's quoting from the Maral that the what? That Shmaya and Rav Talia were not Gerim. They came from a family of Gerim. If maybe their grandparents were Gerim, great-grandparents, but their mothers were regular Jewish woman. So it could be the grandfather was the grandfather that maybe had was a ger, the son, then had a son, and that son married a regular Jewish woman. And that was the mother of Shmaya or of Talia. So that's the first approach to say that and he quotes the Tosfos Yontif quotes the Rambam on page 11. Shmari v'avtal and Gerit Tzedek u'bezden kiblu mihud v'shimon v'ezdina. But look in the Hakdamas HaRambam on page 11. What does it say? Shmari v'avtal and Gerit Tzedek. Right? It says b'feirush that they were Gerim. So the Tosfos Yontif, what? Gerei HaTzadik. Yeah, what does that mean? It means...
Probably the same thing.
I mean, look, the Bartanura also says that they were Gerei Tzadik. The Tosfos Yontif quotes from the Maral that it can't be. But if it's true, then what's the answer to the question? So let us look where should we look? In the Tumim, on page 12. The Tumim is written by Rav Yonasan Eibschitz. This is a Sefer on Choshen Mishpat. I tell you what Rav Avad Yosef said in the Sefer Rabbeinu. I brought it to the Shabbos table, the Sefer Rabbeinu. This is written by a man by Yehuda Shitris. So we had a guest at the Shabbos table. His name is Shitris. So I brought it to the Shabbos table. He was like Rav Avad Yosef's chavrusa, like the last 10 years of his life.
So they kept a diary of everything that went on in those years. I don't know, 10 years, whatever it is, several years. So once he made a comment, in other words, it has halacha, it has piskei dinim, and it has just side comments. So he said that, Rav Yonos and Eibshter's Sefer on Drush is called Yaris Dvash, and the Sefer Choshen Mishpat is called Urim V'tumim. So Rav Avadi Yosef said, Yaris Dvash, it's even sweeter than Dvash. But Urim V'tumim, that's more of an exaggeration. Because it's not mamish like the Urim V'tumim. Okay. So let's look in on page 13 and see what he says. So the Knesset HaGdola says that if you're Mekabel, in other words, say somebody's mekabel you. In other words, you can be mekabel people. So that's one possibility. That even though they're apostle, but it's a halacha that you can, if you want to say, what we want him to be our judge. Those people can be Makabel, a Pasul. So maybe that's the pshat. If you're Makabel, then the...
But who were the ones who were Makabel then? Was it just like some Jews or important people?
You mean, you need, who do you need to be Makabel?
Yeah, who do you need to be Makabel? Do you need like one rabbi to be Makabel or the Muslim people to be Makabel?
Right, that's a good question.
All group of people, because it might mean you need like the whole group of people to be Makabel, or the Sanhedrin, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they were part. Were they part of it? They were part of it.
Right.
What are you saying, Jake?
Just like how you get on the Sanhedrin. Maybe like if you're on the Sanhedrin, it means that you've been accepted by someone of authority.
Oh, so let's see what he says. Ulfi Dvarov, look at Yilad, he asked you a question. Ulfi Dvarov, Tzarech Lomi, Yikiblu Hashuvei Eda. Avo Pisha Ein Rov Tzibur Maskimim. Havi Kikablu Aleim Yocholodun. There's the Hashuvim in the community.
It seems like it's more based on if you're Hashuvim,
yeah. Right, the Chashuvim in the community. He says, "Sarachli b'kiblu Chashuvei Eida, afal kli shein rov atzibur maskimim, having kiblu alayim yochel odun. Tadu b'shmayim yavtal yiskimu rov Yisrael b'chol mekom b'seres Yisrael u'chutzlars zemen amin." It's not possible that most of the Jews all over the makabel him, them. However, yiskimu Sanhedrin roshei chachamim. In other words, once you have the Sanhedrin to Mekabel, it should be okay. Hello. Once the Sanhedrin's Mekabel, then it should be okay. Because, like Rav Soloveitchik would say, the Sanhedrin represented the Jewish people. So if the Sanhedrin was Makabel, that they should be they should be part of it, then that's good. However, Iskimus at Hedrin Rashi Chachamim. Well, I'm calling Gadol. Have a Kabul call Yisrael Aleim. So let's read the footnote here in the Levushei Choshen. On the first so he quotes Tosis Yontif Perkam of the Ovos Kosub Shem Maral Prague Shem Lo Yugerim V'imam Yisrael, right? So that was the first thing, that they weren't really Gerim. Ayin Rashash Shaldini Nefoshes Adayin Yekosha. Hello. Say hello. Yes. Yeah, well, I'll have to call you back later. I'll give you sure. I'll call you back later. Okay. Hey Rasha, shall Dina Nefosh is a dying year kosher, Turk Lom Davim Hayam Israel, Vimin Hayavir. V'iman hayavir miYisrael, v'iman migerim. Oh, so we're talking about Shmaya v'Avtalion. How could they serve if they were gerim? So we're on page 13. So again, the one thing we said was the Maral miPrague said that they weren't gerim. They came from a family of gerim, but they themselves were not gerim. That's the Maral miPrague says. Then we saw the Tumim says, the Knesset Gedola says that they were Mekabel. The Sanhedrin was Mekabel them. So it's like Kiblu Alayu. Like Kiblu Alayu, you know, Roy Balkar, you know, you could be. But then he says here, the line that begins, Mi'Yisrael. Anochum k'mot shekosuv ha'toses gabi devora. Sheshafta es Yisrael. So what about Devora? Right? She was a shofet. So she was a woman. So how do you get Sarar Benoshim? But he's saying that really they weren't on the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin used them as special advisor to the, you know, you have these things. Advisor to the president, advisor to the Sanhedrin. Yeah, right. Right, the advisors. So, Tosis says that about Devorah. So maybe the same thing about Shmaya v'Avtalion. They weren't really part of the Sanhedrin, but it was. It was a Tosis above a comma. You have above a comma here? Tosis in Bava Kama on Tes Vavim Ralf. By Dvor.
Yeah, so Tosis there asked the Kasha, what's, you know, what's with Dvorah? So what does he say? Shema yu mekabel moso. So he writes the thing about the being mekabel. But who's what he says? But where does this, he quotes that Tosa says there was Al Piat Sosa. I don't know where that is. Is that supposed to be that Tosis? There's this idea that. Now but they weren't really the Nasi of the Bezdin. The Nasi of the Bezdin would, you know, ask advice from them. I don't know which Tosis is he referring to. Because in this Tosis it just says they were Tosis and Shavuos. Oh. Nida. You want to give me Gemara Nida?
Shkoyach.
He says, Nida, Divar Maskel Kol HaKosher. Nida Nuna Men Aleph, Yishkoyach. Kolakosha, yeah. Here, Inami Lohai Sadona Amla Medisla Madina.
That's the Tosis he means. Tosis in Nida in Nunam and Aleph.
Dibra Maschi El Kol.
That she wasn't the best, but she would teach the Dayanim. She would she would give Shiur. So you see from here, the giving the Shiur is not the Svar. That doesn't mean. So that's not a Svara teaching. But that doesn't mean, it could be that still you can't fire it because it's a din of like I think someone mentioned to me that's, you know, it could be chazaka b'mitzvahs. That's what someone pointed out to me. It could be a different, like Rabbi, I think Rabbi Blake said, that's not a kfiyah, so it's not a srara, but that doesn't mean that you. But there's another halacha, like Rabbi Black pointed out, chazaka b'mitzvahs. So chazaka b'mitzvahs is another avenue to, you can't fire someone because he has, unless he's incapable or whatever, of chazaka b'mitzvahs. So Devorah, she was a shofetes, but where's the srara? So the answer is, she wasn't on the Bezdin. She was, but she had, the Bezdin would confer to her about that. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's what he writes over here. So the same thing that Tosfos said about Devorah, you can say about Shmaya Vavtalia. So one answer is to say Shmaya Vavtalia were not real Gerim. Another answer is to say that they were Gerim, but they were just advisors to the president. And what's another answer? Alfei Menashe. You know, who's that? Rabbi Menashe Ilya? No? Rav Shechter calls it sometimes. Alfei Menashe. What's his famous word? Alfei Menashe? I think Rav Shechter said over the Alfei Menashe that the Gemara says in Megillah, Koha, Ochei Sefer Torah Orim Nikbar Orim. So literally it means that you put your hands on the Sefer Torah, instead of using a glove or something like that, you put your hand directly on the Sefer Torah. So he said a different pshat. It means literally Orim. Because he says the people then, you know, the Tachanis Ezra, they couldn't learn. So they have to go to the mikveh. So sometimes right out of the mikveh they would run to the, you know, it's a little interesting. Yeah, Rav Shechter said he had, like, these original interesting shotim. So what does that Alfei Menashe say over here? Tirtz, if it's the same one. Tirtz, the Hagir Apostle had Hechashe Yisrael Yodim Lodun. Well, Hechashe Yisrael Lo. So what does that mean? Because of what? If there were people who could do bigger Talmidei Chachamim, then we don't let the Ger die. But if the Ger is the biggest Talmid Chacham, so why should we get the biggest Talmid Chacham to do it, right?
That's what Rav Salaki
said?
Yeah,
I think that the Ger is the biggest Talmid Chacham. He's the only one that can do it, so it should be the one. I happen to have the Mogen Ovos right here. Let's see where I have it. Right? Mogen Avos, page 16 and 17 here. It's the first, look at the Sharblat. That's the, what, the Rav Shimon, Rav Tzedek Duran. Is that the Tashbetz? So let's see what he says. Yeah, take a look on page 17, on the fourth line. Shema, Kevin Cherlo Haya be Israel Kamol be Kabbalah, who Haya Roy Yosef Mikulam. He lo Paslo Torah Gerim El Pshiyesh Kayotzi Behem be Israel. Alum Ein Kayotzi Behem be Israel, Hein Kod Mim. Oh. See? Tashbetz to the Sefer Mogen Avos. What do you think of that? Do you like which of these partim do you like? Tell me what you. I want to hear what you guys have to say of this matter. Because one pshat is they weren't gerim. One pshat is what? They weren't on the Bezdin, they were just advisors. One pshat is they were the biggest Talmid Chacham. So they were Gerim, and they were on the Bezdin, but the biggest Talmid Chacham. How could you reject? What do you say, Harif Shitris?
Yeah, maybe you could say that the fact that if they're the ones giving the Itza, or they're the ones that are making the decision, either way, the Shemaimah and Atalia were very, were specific individuals who were becoming different problems. So there's not so much of a difference if they're the ones giving the Itza and then they're listening because they, or they're the ones actually leading, since they had the knowledge to do so, it's kind of very distinct or similar in a sense. The answer that giving
versus giving means they weren't on the Besdin. Here we're saying they were on the Besdin, but they're allowed to be on the Besdin because they're the biggest Talmid Chachamim.
Why is that?
Right, so you're saying, well, so what are you saying, Karaf?
The
biggest will make a difference. If there's an Isser, there's an Isser. That's what Rav Kobri is saying. What difference does it make? If there's an Isser...
It's not like we have a bias. This is making it sound like we have a bias against Gear, but if he's not going to be biggest...
But it shouldn't make a difference. Rav Kobri is saying it shouldn't make a difference. Zok Rav Kobri shouldn't make a difference. And then it says, the Chaim Uvar Pesachim, you have a Gemara Pesachim? Sorry for me, my tree up here. Right, Tana Rabban, Allah Hazun Salma B'nai B'Seira, for the Pesach Hazdoch Shabbos. He says, Yesha Olabi Bavel Hilal Abavli Shmosha Shime Shne Gedolei Ador, Shmai Vavtalia, for the Pesach Doch Shabbos of Lav. Okay, so let's continue. In the Tumim on page 13. On the last skinny line. Elish ani choychech b'chi mahani kiblu Allah v'dini mamonas v'yochel l'havki mamona v'litno l'vi shirin yod rotsa. He says, there was one of the terutzim was the mekabel, kiblu alai. But who says that that's good? Maybe that's only for Dine Mominus, because Mominus, you can decide whatever you want. You want to say, I'm going to give, you say I'm Chayiv, I'll give it. Mominus is my domain. I own my Mominus. But who says you can do this for something else? Yachol hafke mamonu, didn't know the Misha he wrote said. Afu yachol lo ma'arani misratza, l'chol motza picha, niteiro l'chol. Afu bedina nefashos. She'en rishos b'yadol lo ma'arguni. By Dina Nefashos, how can you be Mekabal a Dayan? Because if he's a Pasal Dayan, you can't... See, I can be Mekabal in Dina Mominus, because I can give away my money if I want. So if I say, Shmai Vavtalian should be for Dina Mominus. But for Dina Nefashos, if they pass, you can't say, kill me. You're not buying them for that. So then, what does that help?
I can't say I'm going to machshir a karav and posel, and if they pass it, I'm chayv misa, so be it. You can only say that by mominus, because mominus, you could give up your mominus. And he says, v'chol tivo shal bez nagol mishalayim is lodom b'dine nefashos. Din zake mamre, kabose. But the name of Mammonis wasn't the main point of the Sanhedrin. That you can go to a little shtiebel bezdin in your corner. Sanhedrin was for capital punishment. Zake mamre. Kenedai koshi echi yed makal go. So how could he be? Because he doesn't like Kiblu Alayim.
So
what's the heter? So say Kiblu Alayu. Kiblu Alayu really should only work for Mammonis. So he says, "Lachein tzarich lo ma'odem melech shayni." Here there should be a melech hamis from Harav Tikan Medina. Vafu imroy adam gadol b'tara of Maga. Yochel umnosu l'rosh lodan afil b'dina nefashos. Yosu dover choku mishpat. Wow. He says a melech can kill anybody, right? Right, the halacha is the best is a din bezdin and it's a din melech. So melech is doesn't need the formal edus. It's a separate. So if the melech appoints, then whoever the melech appoints. So he says Shmaya Vavtalion was appointed by the melech. You hear this? Wow. You hear this? A new pshat. A melech has jurisdiction. Like if a melech has one aide comes to the melech and says that this guy, he's a murderer, but we only have one aide, we can never get him. So a melech can say, we're going to kill him based on the one aide. Because the Vatikon HaMedina, the melech can do. So if the melech decides that I want Shmaya Vavtalion to help out in the process of murderers, then in economy. If it's Nimnali de Melech, since Melech has that right to, that's the famous Drushas Haran. That's why a melech always had to carry a Sefer Torah with him. Why? Because a melech can become a very big balgaiva. He's doing things that are against the Chumash. But he's allowed to. The Torah gave him that jurisdiction. But it shouldn't go to his head, you know. So that's why he had to have the humility to always have the Sefer Torah to say that you're also bound by the Sefer Torah. We give you certain leeway in the areas of Tikkun HaMedina, but that doesn't mean you start eating treif. You understand? So that's what the Tumim says.
Are they on the Sanhedrin or on like the king's special court? The king have the power to put people
on the Sanhedrin, or does it just
have the power to make a similar court that
allows him to deal with these cases? But you think it's the other way?
I don't know.
How
the king has the power to just put
it
on
the
Sanhedrin?
Right, it doesn't make sense, he says. Because usually the way we say it is they're two separate things. There's the jurisdiction of the king, and there's the jurisdiction of the bezdin. That's the famous drushas haran. That if there's no king, that's the idea of bezdin makiv oshin shalom and hadin. Meaning, if there's no king, then the bezdin can get the role of the king. But here there was a king, so it's hard to say that he can put in, because those are two separate tracks. There's the Bezdin track and then the king track.
So what Rav Jake here is saying is a little bit schwer. That, I mean, if it's a separate track, you can understand, but to say that they can appoint him to the Besdin, even though he's Pasul, Jake is saying that's a little bit bothersome. So says Jake. Right? And the Pasha says he means to say that they're pointing him to the Sanhedrin, no? So Jake is questioning the Ketubim. It could be that in a Hanami they would recuse themselves on a Dina Nefashos thing. Maybe they wouldn't be done a Dina Nefashos thing. Maybe there was just, you know, there was, you see, maybe there's like this. There are two parts of the Sanhedrin. The people who adored the cases, and then the Sanhedrin had the koil. In other words, if somebody, they need to figure out what's the halacha for future reference. So then they had this koil to work on these halachas. Lotus banu l'kachrat l'mekabli shmua ubira halacha. The Torah Shabbal Peh, the Otem Chachmosim, of Vinosim, Yerosim. Vizuha Yunusim, of Bezdin, Velo Lodon Dine Nefashis. The Tzar Chiyun. Okay, so that's what he says. So one teretz that he gives is the Melech appointed. And the other teretz is that that they were part of this koilel that was part of the Sanhedrin to help figure out halachas. That's another teretz of the. So one teretz the place he gives is what? Is that. They were appointed by the Melech. And another teretz he gives is that they they didn't sit on the Dina Fasher's cases. Then there's a Chasam Sofer. Let's see if we do it today or next week.
In a moment, this does not translate into the absolute soror.
Right. If a person can do what he wants. Okay, so we'll pick up in this packet next week Kasav Sofer and Knesset Agdola. We'll see, maybe we'll do Chazara. If we get up to the Sunday Shiurim, maybe we'll do Sunday Shiurim. We'll figure it out, Rez Hashem. Okay, we'll have Mincha in a couple of 2 minutes. We'll have Mincha, Rez Hashem.